From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. A woman in southern Maryland has been charged with reckless endangerment after leaving her two daughters, ages 4 and 5, by themselves in a locked storage unit. The woman, Felicia Dorsey, left the children while she went to her job at a convenience store. The manager of the storage facility heard the girls playing inside the 6-by-12-foot shed. The sheriff's office cut the padlock and found the children. They're now in the custody of county social services. A religious group, the Ministers Alliance of Charles County, posted $50,000 bond for Ms. Dorsey's release and is trying to help the family. Sandy Washington is the alliance's executive director.
Felicia had been evicted and tried to find shelter, and our shelters at the time were full. And she chose this, not unlike others that have done this as well.
You have seen this before?
Yes.
How many times would you say?
We've had 6 incidents of persons that were living in storage units, 6 that we know of.
The Ministers Alliance, I believe, works on these issues, tries to get housing for the homeless. Had Ms. Dorsey approached you before looking for some help?
She had contacted us, but not saying that she was living where she was. When we met with her, she was referred to the Department of Social Services. She was referred to the Angel Watch shelter, and we had not heard back from her after that until, and that was just before she was arrested.
So it sounds like she had gotten a referral. It also sounds like she had some family members in the community. How do you explain the decision that she made to live in a storage shed and to leave her children alone there while she went to work?
I can't explain her decision. Yes, she did receive referrals. You know, none of us can live under a referral. So I don't think any of us knew her total situation. She was trying to seek help. We don't know what happened to get her to that point.
Have you spoken with Ms. Dorsey since she's been released?
Yes, she was here with us today.
And what's her frame of mind?
She's certainly looking forward to seeing her children. And her goal is certainly to get this behind her, to be able to afford and find housing. All she wants to do is work hard, make enough money to take care of her children in the manner that they should be taken care of. The Ministers Alliance is not condoning what she's done, but all we're saying is that this is someone that's crying out for help, and we think it's something that we need to do. We need to help.
I'm curious, when you spoke with her today, when you saw her, did she express fears about the situation in which she did leave her children on their own, locked up, with no food and water?
I can't comment on that. Our intent today was to have her converse with an attorney that she, mm-hmm. she could talk to. So, mm-hmm.
Ms. Washington, is a case like this, do you think, some sort of wake-up call for your community?
Definitely, yes. You know, we are one of the wealthiest counties in the state of Maryland. And with all of this wealth, to have a situation like this, it's quite alarming to know that this is existing. And I thank God that those two children were not harmed, because a cry has been made, and I don't want it to cost us the life of someone. And so I think it is a wake-up call.
Well, Ms. Washington, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Sandy Washington is the executive director of the Ministers Alliance of Charles County, Maryland. The group is helping Felicia Dorsey, a woman charged with reckless endangerment, for leaving her two daughters in a locked storage unit.